all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, which I'm excited to say we are now airing 5 days a week. Once a week, you can still hear an interview with a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness across Spaceship Earth. But now, also, in addition to the weekly interview, on the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics we deem worthy of discussion. All right, all you positive heads, welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm Brandon Beecham, and I have my co-host extraordinaire Dalian the Alien here with me today. Hello, Dalian.
Hi there. I just got a terrible idea.
What?
Since you said the Thanksgiving edition that I should give you the turkey greeting today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I said it was terrible.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible idea. Terribly awesome. And also, in addition to my lovely friend and cohort Dalian, I have a truly lovely Anna Bilan here with me. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on this Thanksgiving day. You actually are here sort of spur of the moment because you posted something online that I thought was very touching. It made me very proud to be your partner as well as your collaborator on Positive Head. And so, yeah, I invited Anna to come on and actually just read what it is she posted. And I thought we could talk about it for a few minutes in honor of this day.
All right. Thanksgiving is becoming somewhat of a controversial holiday, but I think it is important to remember our unity, especially at a time like this. Separation by the media acts as propaganda to pin us against each other, so don't fall into it. Today, I offer a prayer for the betterment of humankind. I send a collective apology to all Native families and their ancestors affected by the misrepresentation and hurt surrounding this holiday on behalf of everyone non-Native to this land. I ask for collective forgiveness from all tribes for all of the violence, anger, and prejudice directed at Native people. I ask for love to be the uniting force, bringing us all together and erasing the hurts of the past and paving the way for the future. I thank all Native people for sharing their wisdom and knowledge of Great Spirit with us, and I thank all non-Natives in advance for being understanding of their responsibility to see the past clearly and truthfully. And so it is.
That's spectacular. Thank you so much for writing that and coming on and sharing it. It's, it's what I love about the age of the internet is information is spreading so quickly and truths that have been hidden or, you know, can't really stay hidden for long. And I think it's really great that people are starting to see, you know, there's a video actually that I think MTV posted that's a parody, you know, talking about the real story of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And I think right now there's a lot of little videos like that going around online. And, you know, those videos are made with the best intent to spread awareness and educate people about the true past of this holiday. But I think at the same time, it's important for us to remember that although entertaining and bringing awareness, at some level, those videos still cause a sense of separation,
right?
Because it's putting blame on one party versus another. And I think we need to try really hard to, you know, step away from that separation. And even if it means admitting that we were wrong, you know, and even though, for instance, the reason I posted that prayer is because I just wanted to take on a collective responsibility for all of the non-Natives to the United States, for instance, myself included. I've only been here, you know, I came from Ukraine. I've only been here about 18 years. And at the same time, I feel like since I have been living here and participating in the culture, that it's my responsibility to take on all of those things that come with, you know, being American. And it's important to remember to honor the people that were here prior to any of us, because at some point we are all immigrants.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, there's so much talk about refugees and immigrants and things like that. It's like a recurring theme in the media. And, you know, when you consider the fact that, yeah, we are all immigrants, and then the atrocities that were committed. And yeah, sure, no one committed those atrocities that's alive now. But it is,
it's still all in the ancestral lineage.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're representatives of our ancestral lineage, and there is a connection. And I think, that's why this rung so true to me and was so moving, because it, there's so much healing that comes from an authentic apology and saying, yeah, maybe I didn't do this. You're from Ukraine, right? But you're offering your apology for what they've went through. And it allows, you know, it really empowers, I think, Native people who will, hopefully it will be shared some out there, and Native people will see it. And, it releases some pain in their heart and allows for healing.
Yeah. The point of this prayer was release. And I structured it upon the Ho'oponopono principles of asking for forgiveness, saying that you're sorry, expressing love, and then expressing a thank you. Yeah. So I worked off of those principles. And I know that that has been a very powerful practice for a lot of people that originates from the ancient Hawaiian lineage.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good mention. I didn't actually catch that when I read it, but that's a very powerful approach. So yeah, thank you so much for contributing. And any of you guys that resonates with, that message rings true, we just posted it. If you listen to this today on Thanksgiving, but really you can post it, repost that anytime. We posted it. It's Thanksgiving morning now, about 11 o'clock Pacific time. So you can find it on the Positive Head page and share it if it rings true in your heart. So thank you, Anna, for coming on and
thank you for having
reading
me.
That beautiful prayer. All right, so moving right along, I would like to touch on a few things today. Namely, it is a day to be thankful, more importantly than anything. And maybe this holiday has been, its roots aren't necessarily as beautiful as they've been made out to be. What they've morphed into is something quite beautiful, I believe. And that's what's important more than anything else, releasing the past, creating healing for the past, and let's turn it into something beautiful now. And I love the idea of the holiday in general, giving thanks and appreciation. And so for the positive pondering breakdown of the day, I have Tony Robbins. Trade your expectations for appreciation and your world will change instantly. Such a powerful quote and so appropriate for Thanksgiving. Appreciation being the theme of the day. And it's such a big one. If you can really assimilate it into your life and into your mind, you know, the difference between appreciation and expectation. When you expect the world to show up a certain way and your expectations aren't met, you are disappointed. This is how you become the puppet on the string. If this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. You're reacting to the external with expectations. The truth is you don't need anything. If you look at any given now, you're always completely fine in the now. There may be struggles out there. There may be trials out there. But at the end of the day, if you always look in the moment, are you alive? Are you breathing? Are you, you know, you may even be in pain. You may even, you know, physically, but at different points in your life. But you're always okay. You can always get through it. And if you can, instead of having expectation for what you need to be better in your life or need a person to show up a certain way to fulfill your desire of what you think they should or shouldn't be, if you can move from that energetic state to a state of appreciating what it is that you have, appreciating what you've got, appreciating what they have done, sure, maybe someone in your life isn't perfect. Focus on what they've done that you appreciate. And what's funny about that is that's how you see more of it, because everything is a reflection of the energetic vibration that you're offering. So if you're offering appreciation for someone, I guarantee you, you're going to see more things to appreciate in them. If you're offering expectation that's unmet, I guarantee you, you're going to see more unmet expectations. Lose expectation. Expectation is the enemy. Instead, move into appreciation for what is. This is the key to everything. This is the key that Anthony Robbins, who is an extremely successful individual, not just financially or, you know, from a status stage, but you can look at him talk. I've been to, you know, one of his seminars before. He is alive. He's so alive with vigor and excitement and passion for his life. He knows what he's talking about. Trade your expectations for appreciation and your world will change instantly.
Mm-hmm. I asked myself just now, Brandon, what is the opposite of appreciation? And it seemed to me that the energy, the frequency of cynicism is the absolute opposite. Being jaded is not necessarily the same thing, but I think it's something that leads us to begin unappreciating everything. Everything has inherent worth in and of itself, I think. What happens is we run a program in our brains. We tell a story in our minds where we don't see any of that. So something that's there, we just completely ignore. And what happens is cynicism takes a place of what would naturally be there, that appreciation for everything. And like I said, I think that it may come from having things that we just eventually take for granted. But I think the reason why I wanted to talk about cynicism is that it seems like something that's pretty prevalent in our age.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, maybe also prevalent with a lot of young people these days. I'm not sure that's you know, necessarily like a huge problem, but it's something that's definitely out there. And I think that, if you can begin to recognize that cynicism, perhaps, if you can be honest with yourself and maybe see that a lot of your responses to, you know, things that people say or things in the news, et cetera, is cynical, then right. Maybe you're not appreciating as much as you could. And perhaps just being aware of that in the first place is the path to going back to appreciation.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the news, because there's so much of that with, you know, to be cynical about. Oh, can you believe the Republicans think this or the Democrats think that, or, you know, this group is like this? And it's all creating separation. Just everyone is where they're at in their own path and their own journey. And if you don't like it, give it no energy.
Oh, absolutely. I was just saying, remember, I was telling you a couple of days ago that I really wanted to boycott the news and just, you know, I don't have a Twitter account, but I would create one just to do the hashtag boycott the news.
Yeah.
Because I think it's one thing that's contributing to our cynicism.
Yeah, yeah, and, absolutely.
We could definitely learn to appreciate the things we have, imagining losing them.
Yeah.
As you and I were just discussing here not that long ago, actually, just sort of talking about our lives in general. But that's something that people could be more aware of, and it would help them be happier, incidentally.
Absolutely, yeah. If we get so used to kind of having someone around or a situation that is always there, and it's so easy to become complacent about it and to take it for granted. And I think it's a very healthy exercise to actually take a moment and imagine what it would be like if it was no longer there, if that person was no longer there, because that will be the case. It's not if, but when. And it makes it special. It makes it really mean something when you can bring that awareness to the now of having all the things you have to be appreciative of. And speaking of appreciation, I want to share a talk from Abraham Hicks, who we've shared before. This is the Abraham Hicks channel on YouTube. It's called Appreciation versus Gratitude. And it is a very interesting perspective on the difference, the subtle difference between the two.
Oh, they're all standing on their chairs. If you feel that you have something that you really want to talk about that we have not addressed at all, let us see your hand. Okay. If you feel that there's something that you really want to talk about that we have not addressed at all, that you feel that you are in vibrational proximity of, and it will only take a very small amount of time to bring you into alignment with it.
You've mentioned it, but... Now, the question I have is appreciation. You've used the word a lot, and other people have used it, but what is it really? Because I did read the definition, and it was something about to see the nature of or to increase the value of. And I use appreciation a lot to turn downstream. And I just wondered if you would expand on that.
Well, we're glad you looked it up in the very literal sense, because to increase the value of is so inherent in what we're talking about also. Now think about the contrast that you live and the asking that you're offering and the stream that's moving. And then think about reaching for thoughts that feel better and thoughts that feel better until you truly come into a vibration of appreciation. And for sake of comparison, we would say the vibration of true love, that feeling of being in love, that feeling that you have sometimes when you see someone and you just feel like you're moving through one another, the feeling that you have when you are looking at the innocence of a child and feeling the beauty and power of that child. In other words, love and appreciation are identical vibrations. It's the vibration of alignment with who you are. It's the absence of resistance. It's the absence of doubt and fear. It's the absence of self-denial or hatred to others. It's the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. And as you focus yourself more and more downstream until you get in the vicinity of that love and appreciation, it just calls you to it in a very powerful way. Conversely, let's talk about the difference between, let's say, gratitude and appreciation. Many people use them interchangeably, but we don't feel the same vibrational essence in them at all. Because when you feel gratitude, often you are looking at a struggle that you've overcome. And feeling grateful, in other words, happy that you're still not in the struggle, but you are still messing with that vibration just a little bit in that, you see. In other words, the difference between inspiration, which is being called to who you are, and motivation, which is trying to make yourself go somewhere, that's a similar difference, you see. And so appreciation is that tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Appreciation is vibrational alignment with who I have become. The state of appreciation is me being in sync with the whole of that which I am. Being in a state of appreciation is seeing whatever I'm looking at through the eyes of Source. And when you are in that state of appreciation, you could walk down a crowded street with all kinds of things that a lot of other people find reason to criticize or even worry about, and you would not have access to them because your vibration of appreciation is picking out for you things of a different vibrational nature. A state of appreciation is a state of godliness. A state of appreciation is being who you really are. A state of appreciation is who you were the day you were born and who you will be the moment you die. And it would be, if we were standing in your physical shoes, your quest in every moment. But the tricky thing is, Joseph Campbell used the word bliss, and we think it's equal. Follow your bliss. Sometimes you can't get a whiff of bliss from where you are. So we say, if you're in despair, follow your revenge. It's downstream. If you're in revenge, follow your hatred. It's downstream. If you're in hatred, follow your anger. It's downstream. If you're in anger, follow your frustration. It's downstream. If you're in frustration, follow your hope. It's downstream. If you're in hope, now you're in the vicinity of appreciation. Once you get into the vibration of hope, now begin making lists of things that you feel good about and fill your notebooks full of them. Make lists of positive aspects. Make lists of things you love. Go to the restaurant and look for your favorite things and never complain about anything. Look for the thing that you like the best, even if there was only one thing in all of it that you like. Give it your undivided attention and use it as your excuse to be who you are. Use it as your excuse to be who you are. And as you use those things that shine bright and make you feel good as your excuse to give your attention and as your excuse to be who you are, you'll tune to who you are and the whole world will begin to transform before your eyes. It's not your job to transform it for others, but it is your job to transform it for you. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. It is lovely to come together with those like you who are coming to know who you are. We are appreciating that which you are. And as we see you through our eyes of source, we have to say to you, you have nothing to complain about, but there's nothing wrong with your complaining. Because in your complaining, you just launch more rockets and you just make more vibrational escrow. You just make the world a better and better place by living it. So you can't get it wrong and you never get it done. And from our vantage point, we feel only love and appreciation for your willingness to come and participate and to take thought beyond that which it has been before, not just in this forum, but in life itself. You know, you can't get it wrong, and when you have your croaking experience, you will then realize fully the value that you have offered to all that is, and you will revel in it and you will feel good about it. It is our desire that you start feeling some of that now. It is our desire that you start giving yourselves a break. Lighten up. Be easier on yourself and others. Look for things to love and appreciate and find the true you that came forth to live this life experience. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain blissfully, joyfully, appreciatively incomplete.
Yeah, so what a great perspective that gives us, appreciation, being tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. It's something that I really haven't thought of, or probably most people haven't thought of, is the subtle difference in energy of a word or a feeling. Gratitude, we think of that as being a very positive thing. But the difference between that and appreciation is it has that slight energy of, I'm grateful because, as Abraham put it, overcoming, this hardship. Well, when you're giving a little bit of energy towards the idea of overcoming a hardship, it's kind of dragging that energy into your vibration. So, man, this is really getting into fine detail of manifestation and law of attraction. And so this is such a powerful lesson for, I think, all of us, myself included, listening to that on this day. Really, it's not something that was really front and center in my awareness. Appreciation versus gratitude. And once again, nothing wrong with gratitude. It's beautiful in its own right. It has its place. But just be aware when you're saying, hey, I'm grateful, you're also saying, hey, I have hardship that I've overcome, or it's implying that energy is there. And appreciation is just raw appreciation for what is. And I think that's such a powerful lesson for this Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did just imply that it's great to have it all, really, not just appreciation, but everything else, because as Abraham says in the video, they will always be telling you to try and clean up your vibration, I think they've said before, to make your frequency really pure, right? Yep. And to resonate, in a very non-resistant way with what you want.
Like sharpening the axe of your being.
Right, exactly. They also, and they talk about this here, how you just have to step up from where you are. So perhaps you're at the very bottom, something that would be like, a very depressed state. I was just telling you about this this person I used to work with who was very depressed.
Right.
And so it's realistic to just step up from there to perhaps you can't bring yourself to complete, full-blown, beautiful appreciation just yet. So going up from there to anger is perhaps really the most realistic step for you, but ultimately all the emotions add up to gratitude. And I think that's something I've heard someone else describe it. I can't remember who.
She actually, Abraham Hicks, one of Abraham Hicks' book, Ask and It Is Given, highly recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome book. There's an emotional guidance scale in there, and you guys can actually Google this, Abraham Hicks' emotional guidance scale, and it shows like 22 emotions, starting at the bottom with fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. Well, then from there, you go to insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. From there, jealousy, hatred, revenge, anger, discouragement, blame. Blame leads to worry. As she said, worry to doubt, doubt to disappointment, overwhelming, frustration, pessimism, boredom. Now you're kind of just at boredom. You're right on the cusp of going from a feeling bad to feeling good, from boredom to contentment, from contentment to hopefulness, hopefulness to optimism, optimism to positive expectation, from there to enthusiasm, passion, joy, and appreciation at the top.
Appreciation's at the top.
Yep.
Appreciation also strikes me as the closest thing to unconditional love.
And she calls it here in this, I'm looking at the chart right now, those top three, joy, appreciation, empowered, freedom, love. That's number one. Then passion is two. And three is enthusiasm, eagerness, and happiness. And she calls that the manifestation zone. Because when you can get into that vibration, you really start manifesting what you want to see in a major way. So what a powerful lesson for this day. Thank you, Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, thank you for being. guys, that is going to conclude the Thanksgiving podcast. I hope you all have enjoyed it. And we're going to actually leave you with a great song, appropriate song. It's called, hopefully I get my pronunciation close to right, Mataku Osun by Nako and Medicine for the People, one of my favorite bands. They're amazing. And that Mataku Osun means all are related. It's a phrase from the Lakota language. It reflects the worldview of interconnectedness held by the Lakota people of North America. The phrase translated in English is all my relatives, we are all related, or all my relations. It's a prayer of oneness and harmony with all forms of life, other people, animals, birds, insects, trees, plants, even rocks, rivers, mountains, and valleys. So, very appropriate, song to leave you guys with today. And, please, as always, send in your questions, comments, smart remarks. We love to hear with you guys. We love to connect. And I would love to connect more than we currently are. So that would be a great Thanksgiving gift. Just hear a little note you can drop, say something through the website or even record a voicemail through the podcast page on your computer microphone. And other than that, of course, tell a friend, spread the positivity. Much appreciated. Thank you all for tuning in on this Thanksgiving. I am truly appreciative of every single one of you. Until next time, everyone, remember, as long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone.
That seems to me an easy thing for us to say. I think we could say that and mean it. And I think those are really great words and feelings and intentions because they all have to do with what nature wants and what spirit wants to happen through us, We're articulating and being present and showing up for that next step. Thank you. We are grateful. We are gathered to be able to receive a greater wisdom so that we might be able to help all living things. That's a prayer.
Aho, Mataku Osun, this is the place for all my relations to bring celebration to meditation, giving thanks for all of creation. We are so provided for. 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 All of the blessings I receive, how could they have been bestowed upon me? So I'll put it all back in the ground, back in the soil where I am found. Something holy moves here on the land. It is my brother's and my sister's hands. It is the way we make our plans. We don't make them. Well, this is it. What is this? This is Eden. Eden is where I live and where I give my whole being to the Great Spirit. We are waiting and we're on our way. Aumataku Austin, this is the place for all my relations to bring celebration to meditation, giving thanks for all of creation. We are so provided for. We are so provided for. We are so provided for. We are so provided for.
And that could be a song, you know, really.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.